1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. After a brief standoff, Colombia has agreed to accept deportation flights from the U.S. President Trump had threatened 25% tariffs against Colombia after it restricted military flights from landing. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
Not only did the White House press secretary put a statement explaining that the president of Colombia agreed to everything, but the president of Colombia himself reposted announcing the agreement with all of the language coming from the White House. So it seems like things have de-escalated successfully and the tariffs are now on hold.
Both Egypt and Jordan are rejecting a suggestion by President Trump to open their doors to more Palestinian refugees. Trump floated the idea of, quote, cleaning out the Gaza Strip while talking to reporters on Air Force One. Stephen Zunis is the director of Middle East Studies at the University of San Francisco.
The fact that he would even suggest this ethnic cleansing, which has gotten pushback not just from the countries that he expected to receive the refugees, but from many of our closest allies as well, I think is indicative that he's really not that concerned about human rights and international law.
Trump said he'd rather build housing in a different location so displaced Gazans can live in peace for a change. Democrats want to formalize their objection to Trump's pardon of January 6th attackers. CBS's Scott McFarlane on the move.
This will be a formal resolution denouncing the pardons of violent rioters from January 6th by President Trump. It'll be led by Washington State Senior Democratic Senator Patty Murray and dozens of other members of the Senate Democratic Caucus. It seems certain there'll be Republican opposition, but it is a messaging bill for Democrats to draw that contrast.
The Eagles-Commanders game was not even close.
There it is. Fly, Eagles, fly to Super Bowl 59.
The call on Fox Sports. Philadelphia beat Washington 55-23. They'll face Kansas City in the Super Bowl after the Chiefs' nail-biter against the Bills.
It's crazy. Just the up and down, up and down. It's like every game this year, but it doesn't matter because at the end of the year, Chiefs on top.
They won 32-29, the Super Bowl in New Orleans in 2 weeks. NBC's Saturday Night Live is facing some backlash over a skit involving Timothy Chalamet.
Jumping jacks! Jumping jacks! Just your arms! Just your arms! And 5, 4, 3, Jimmy Carter! Jimmy Carter!
The actor portraying an exercise instructor tells his class to play dead, saying, "Do the Jimmy Carter." The former president died less than a month ago at the age of 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We got a big show for you tonight. Let's dive right in with a double dip of Sean Michael Dargan, who has a big show coming up. We'll give you all the details in just a couple of minutes. Right now, that's all the loving I need. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Shawn Michael Dargan there and the Undertaker's daughter. That's All the Lovin' I Need and a double dip of Shawn Michael Dargan to kick off your Saturday evening. You can see Shawn perform live Saturday, February 8th at Cargo Coffee here in Madison. Shawn is great. He's always an awesome performer to go see live. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Saturday evening. We got a big show coming up. No guest this week. I had one booked, but unfortunately, they had to cancel out. We'll get them back on later on. Them Cooley Boys, they will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Great band out of the Eau Claire area. They're releasing new music. They have new music. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Terry Barr has a great conversation with Paul Flipowitz, a blues musician great from the state of Wisconsin. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. And at 9 o'clock, we'll talk with Madison Band Or Does It Explode? And then Rob Roberts after 10 o'clock tonight. Of course, if you want to text the show, you can do that, 844-967-2789. Best to do that through the Civic Media app. Hey, Beth Keeley has a big show coming up. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we got music from Electric Spanking and Mars Hall. Right now, the Rogue Electrics and Yesterday's News. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
taste. Make the taste count, don't count the days and give it hell. Sometimes it may. All right, yesterday's you, tomorrow's blue. We'll be right back.
Rock and Roll from Madison, Mars Hall on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was The Complexities of Life. Hey, Beth Keeley, she has a show coming up at the Red Rooster with her band, the Beth Keeley Band. That's happening Saturday, February 1st here in Madison. Get all the details on her website, BethKeeley.com. Let's hear her song, Everything Beautiful, the Beth Keeley Band, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
With your shoes on, your bone dry in the rain. You're the springtime and the snowstorm. You're a million miles of space between me and the worry that eats my soul away. You're the laughter and the sad song. You're the dancer in the dark. You're the back road on the fairway. You're the beat that keeps my heart from bleeding, from seizing. This crazy messed up world, you are everything beautiful in this world.
Got two flowers. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Electric Spanking and Good People, Beth Keeley Band before that. I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin coming up in just a couple of minutes. I want to give you some information about the Madison Area Music Association, The Mamas. Get more information at the website at themamas.org, but we got some information beside what you can find there. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for hanging out with friends and family and getting some good food. You can always catch the game on the big screen at the Lazy Wolf Lounge. Check out their menu and all the events at LazyWolfLounge.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Across the Civic Media Radio Network. Get the Civic Media app on your phone right now. Get that app at your favorite app store at civicmedia.us. And while you're there on the website, check out the Max Inc. Radio page there for all the podcasts. I'm a little behind on getting the podcast up right now, but we'll get there. Hang on. It'll be okay. Hey, speaking of music and stuff, there's a great organization here in Madison. They're called the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association. And registration and nomination is coming up to a hard deadline, January 31st. That's where year Q comes in. To go to the mamas.org and nominate your favorite bands or your favorite artists. Perhaps you have a favorite drummer. Maybe they're the drummer of the year for the Mamas, or album of the year from your favorite band, or artist of the year. It's a Grammy-like style show that happens later in the year to award and to honor our Madison musicians and the general Madison music scene. So registration ends January 31st, and bands, don't be shy. If you have some good music out there, get on there, register, nominate yourself. That's cool. People will vote for you. It's a great way to build promotion for your band and increase your band or fan base. It's really important. Plus, the Mamas is all about the charity. Help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. They have great programs helping schools in the Dane County area and here in Madison. Plus, they have the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Foundation, where it helps give money to students who's doing music beyond high school into college or something like that. And of course, Mama Cares. That's a great off charity of the Mamas, where Mama Cares helps local musicians, people here in Madison that are artists in the Dane County area, with medical or emergency family crisis funds if they need it. They've awarded over $100,000 already to musicians in need. It's a great charity. You can get all the details. Make your tax-deductible donation right now at themamas.org. That's themamas.org. All right, hey, stick around. We got some music on the way from Magic Conch. They want a Mama. And how about some music from Heavy Looks right now? It's Shake Me Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. old. His mind is on track, bending three foster homes. Say he ain't going back, now he grown. Got a life, but don't know how to live it. Traumatized by the memories he sees so vivid. Fighting the addiction, running from reality. Staying high, trying to reverse the gravity. Man in the clouds, he literally brainstorms. Lust the love for this drug and his poem. Why everything that's so bad or so good is no good. Can't understand it, it's misunderstood. In his words, I'm addicted, at least I'll admit it.
Phase and run, run, run. Max Inc. on Civic Media with the magic conch now and meet me in the middle. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music magic. Haunch there and meet me in the middle. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Tim Krohn Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Wedding bands, motorcycles, so much more. Meet Tim at timkrohnphotos.com. That's Tim Krohn, K-R-O-N, photos.com. Hey, we got a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane coming up just after the news break after 7 o'clock. Them Cooley Boys will join us after the 7 o'clock hour starts. They got some brand new music out. They got a CD release show. They got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to tell you all about it coming up next hour. Original local music from Wisconsin. I was talking about the Mamas earlier. This band won Artist of the Year last year. It's the Beeper Brothers Band. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
Her memory still swings across my front porch, like the kisses I would plant on her forehead. Now she's bound to Tennessee and I'm bound to this Boston inch, singing like a bird and I'm drinking like a drunken fool, because can't get no sleep without my Lucy next to me. Was it a dream? The love we had at 23. We were cruising in the 56, two-door town, drifting in the midnight blue, praying it won't stop. But your small town man wasn't in your big time plans. No!
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl showdown is set. The Chiefs could make history when they face off against the Eagles next month. It is Kansas City's third trip in a row to the big game.
The Chiefs knocked off the Bills in the AFC title game 32-29 to advance to yet another Super Bowl. Their opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Washington Commanders in the NFC title game 55-23. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley on Fox enjoying the moment.
The goal wasn't just getting there. The goal's to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
A showdown over deported migrants has ended between Colombia and the U.S. The U.S. has backed away from a 25% tariff threat after Colombia agreed to allow flights with deported migrants to land. CBS's Lilia Luciano has details.
According to Secretary of State Marco Rubio,